Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the all-new B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Terry Clifford, TJ Sharp. My name is Chris Gagne. It's 51 degrees. Good Monday morning to you. Now, you may have heard on Friday us briefly talk about that. I'm at that point in my relationship where I have to make a big purchase. Time to take the next step as a couple. And the purchase was made this weekend. And it was, again, a big purchase that I was really, really nervous about. Never done it before. And we've been talking about it for a while now. And decided that it's time. You know, you spend thousands of dollars to do something like this. There's a million ways you could screw it up, or at least it feels like it.
Right.
If you're the one buying it in the relationship.
So this is something that you purchased alone?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, she knew it was coming. We've been talking about it, but I purchased it alone. There's a ton. I mean, just going through the different styles that they offer was excruciating because I don't know what I'm looking for here.
And did she give you any idea of what she wanted?
My girlfriend always kind of nonchalantly dismissed it in a way where I think she's pretending she doesn't care whether or not we get this, but she really wants it, of course. She wants to take this step as a couple.
Oh, what are we talking about?
Hoping we're talking about something that's got the three C's.
I had to do the research and get her size because, you know, you need to know that for this kind of thing. Will she get offended by which one I pick if I pick the wrong one? So, pulled the trigger this weekend and financed it, which is also a great option that they do offer. Pulled the trigger this weekend and finally financed the Peloton bike.
I knew it. I'm going to throw something
Dang
at you.
It.
Peloton stupid bike.
Oh my gosh.
You are a twit. Oh my God.
Wait, what did you think I was talking
all
about?
All weekend. I'm like,
all weekend.
Cut,
if you
clarity.
Notice,
color.
If you notice, I texted you that Lord and Taylor's were going out of business, and I was like, oh, heads up, all their jewelry's on 60% off.
I was wondering, why would you text me that when I'm buying an exercise bike?
My God. Because that is not something you should have been purchasing. Oh,
I don't understand.
That girlfriend of yours is a gem. Man, she is a gem.
She 100% is, because you know you bought that for you and not for the both of you.
Oh, no, she's definitely into getting in shape for this winter. I understand. Why are you attacking me?
I assumed it was going to be an engagement ring. So please do not pitch it to her the way you pitched it to us before springing this big buy.
Or you will be launched out of your incredibly high condo.
She's
perfectly
happy. She's a Peloton bike. That's top of the line exercise equipment there.
What is that, the next step to a relationship?
Exactly.
Because, we would get in shape in different ways. Like, I would work out my way, she would work out her way. Now we're going to work out together and both take these little spin classes in our living room together.
Oh, how romantic.
So full of crap.
I didn't say it was romantic.
Well,
I said it costs thousands of dollars. There's different styles because you can get the Peloton, you can get the knockoff brand, whatever. You know, I had to get her size because you need cycling shoes. I don't know if you know this. You need cycling shoes to go on a exercise bike.
No, we don't, because we got rings.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. And beyond, oh my God.
I got an exercise bike, girl.
Oh, he loves me. I knew he loved me so much. Oh my God. He is my forever man. He bought me a Peloton.
I know. He says he wants me to work out more.
You're the one that assumed. You two were the ones who assumed that I was buying something that I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the way you couched it. Sure.
What? It takes a long time to come up with this idea to pull the trigger and buy something like this. It's how much Peloton
have you been
cost?
Thinking about that for 4 years too?
Not all 4 years.
Wow.
But it's nice to get into a workout routine together. That's all. What's with women and assuming that everything is leading to this gigantic commitment step?
Well, is it again 4 years? It's like a presidency. 4 more years. My God.
4 more years. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll wait 4 more.
No, it's not a good idea. It's a terrible idea.
She is a gem.
She sure is. She sure is. Let me tell you.
Well, then opposites attract. If she is a gem, I don't have to get her a gem. She is one herself.
Okay, that didn't work. It was a nice try, but as you reached, you fell.
You're just mad that you were wrong about my purchase.
Yeah, I was so wrong.
All weekend,
I was like, I can't wait to see what he got.
I know, because he's talked about it in other ways. He's like, well, maybe I'll get an endorsement or something. And I thought, good for him. He's just going to go out and do it. Not going to wait for some radio scam.
And all the years you've been listening to this station, have you ever heard these two so angry about something?
What a punk. Great word.
Oh, there's so many classes, and it doesn't even take up that much room. I'm so excited. The big purchase that was made this weekend. Oh, it's going to take a while for it to get here. November 23rd, to be exact.
If you go on and on and on about this stupid exercise bike, I'm going to have to launch something at you when it was supposed to be set in gold and very sparkly.
Listen to you. Supposed to be. You know what? That I'm not going to lie. It was a little premeditated that I described. I described a big purchase this weekend as something that also could be described as an engagement ring, but was actually the purchase of a Peloton bike for my girlfriend and I.
Oh, yeah. The next step in our relationship.
You know, it's been 4 years.
Exactly.
It's time. I financed it.
We've talked about it. It's time to do it. I'm just going to pull the trigger. Pull the trigger on a stupid exercise bike where you're exercising with somebody in, you know, Tuscaloosa.
How cool is that?
Who's always looking as fit as can be and always pushing you harder. Of all the exercise bikes, I hate those the most.
So you know who that little prank was for against you two? You know who that prank was for? Every guy who's been pressured to buy an engagement ring.
I don't remember pressuring
him. Okay, wait a minute.
Do you remember pressuring him?
Every single guy who hears it from their aunt or their girlfriend's mother, which I adore my girlfriend's mother, or anybody, their own mother, grandmother. When are you going to get married? When are you going to propose?
Okay. Oh my God, we do not sound like that.
You just went on this trip that costs a couple $1,000s for a week. Why didn't you just buy a ring? You obviously have the money. Blah, 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 blah. Every guy has heard this from five women
you're
in their life.
Projecting the women in your life onto the two in this room.
I know. I'm so
But not once did we ever push you or
you
pressure
did all weekend.
You. No, you set us up.
Yeah, and never once have I looked at you and went, bah, 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 bah. Can I but come, I'm going to now.
What'd you say on Friday?
Hey.
Can I come with you? Oh my gosh, Lord and Taylor has a 60% off jewelry. Can we help pick it out? You pick it out, but we'll help. Can we just come along?
Yeah, but I thought you were ready for that step. I'm not going to pressure you into making that step. You guys can live as long as you'd like. You don't have to get married, but if you're ready and you don't know what to buy, that's when I want to be involved.
And it's kind of fun picking out, you know, jewelry.
So you two have never pressured a man or somebody in your life, a nephew or anybody, to take the next step and get down on one knee?
We're not talking about what I've done with my family.
Okay.
We're
right.
talking about
Here
you
we go.
Right now, dude.
Objection.
Do not cloud and muddle up the conversation.
This is, well, it's only been a month since we've been together, so it hasn't happened yet. But it was
really?
Gonna, it was
going to
happen.
Because, well, it's our goal to make it feel a whole lot longer for you.
Well, it's working. 222-9233. Good morning. It is the all-new B Morning Coffee Club. How's it going?
And oh, please tell TJ you do not buy an engagement ring where you buy your underwear.
Hey. You know what? You're talking to a girl who got mine from Walmart, so okay. Let's not pretend to be surprised where TJ got her ring.
Okay.
Wait, can you break down this C thing for me? What do you mean the C's?
It's cut, clarity, color. What's the fourth?
It's cut, color, clarity, and carrot.
Oh,
I sell them for a living, and I'm not going to give my store a plug.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
They don't sell underwear, right?
They don't sell, I swear, no underwear.
Do you have any...
A couple times before we closed for COVID, we did give a roll of toilet paper to a couple couples that were coming in to buy rings, but that's another story.
I think I know where you work. Do you sell exercise equipment? Because I'm in the market for some, like, tank tops and...
Press!
No.
No? Okay.
No. No. And we, just so you know, Chris, we also finance.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
Hint.
Good to know for a couple of years from now. Great.
Oh, although, haven't you been listening for a while? Like, his credit score is like a 300.
Okay. Well, we have those too.
Okay, good. There you go.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. I cannot believe you said that. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, The Bee. How's it going?
Good morning. So let's take the pressure off of you, Chris. How about you ask her, what would you say if I were to propose to you today?
Oh.
That way you kind of get an answer. My husband did that to me for years. And I mean, I knew right away that I would marry him, but it took the pressure off of him knowing that I was already in love with him enough to marry him that it didn't matter what he got me or what he did.
It's not really I'm not uncertain that she's probably going to say yes, hopefully.
hopefully.
It's just the whole process of I know nothing. Here's a chapter out of Chris Kanye for Dummies. I know nothing about purchasing a ring, what's in style, what color, what cut, all these six or seven C's. I'm at zero C's in experience. So, and I really don't like, and I also avoid doing things that I've never done before. And obviously, this is one of them. So, if I'm being honest, that's what it is. I'm avoiding the whole process because it seems so overwhelming.
Okay. Well, my husband was the same way. He actually asked my mother what I would like, or he kind of gave her ideas. And then he also asked the store clerk. And I mean, she was able to recommend a place to go. So, I hate to say this, and I'm sorry I'm stereotyping, but suck it up and ask.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.